It's a real joy to come to you with another week of broadcasting the glorious gospel of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in the book of 1 Peter. We have been for quite some time taking it almost word for word and preaching from this great book. Of course, all of the books in the Bible are great books, and 1 Peter is no exception. We've learned a lot, I hope, as to how to live, how to act whenever we're under a time of suffering. Now look with me, if you will, at verse 9. We covered pretty well verse 8 last week as we dealt with the matter of fervent charity among yourselves, and that kind of love. And I made a difference. I showed you the difference between charity and love, just love, and that love, or that charitable kind of love, will cover a multitude of sins and will keep down problems in the church and among Christian brethren and sisters. Now, verse 9 says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. In other words, we are to be hospitable to other Christians. Now, certainly, because we are a Christian, and because we love God, and because we love people, we should be hospitable toward all people. There are people that do not deserve the hospitality of the Christian, some who try to take advantage of it. Having pastored a church, I know what I'm talking about. I know that many times the church, even the church I pastored several times, different ones took advantage of the church, and therefore I don't believe that the Lord requires that we show hospitality in that sense. But Christians, certainly, their home and their heart ought to be open to other Christians, and they should do it without grudging. In other words, don't have things and people over to your home and open your heart and your home to people and do it grudgingly. Do it in love. Let's move on, verse 10. As every man hath received the gift, so minister the same one to another as good stewards in the manifold grace of God. Now, that doesn't take a great deal of explanation. As every man hath received the gift, every man has received a gift from God. Now, you hear a lot of talk about spiritual gifts, and we have preached a tape, or at least taught a tape, on the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts in times gone by. We've mentioned it on the broadcast time and time again about the sign gifts. But now, there's more than just the sign gifts taught in the Bible. There's the gift of helps, and of course, every Christian has some gift. God does not save us just to sit down and do absolutely nothing for Him. Now, our gifts differ. He says, as one member of the body differs from another member of the body, then we as Christians in the body of Christ have different services that we are to perform for the glory of God. We all can't be fingers, we all can't be shoulders, we all can't be feet or legs, but there is some part of the body, when we are placed in that body, that we are to fit. Sometimes it's a very meager place. Sometimes it's a place that isn't noticed. I find in my own personal body experience that the part of me, the body, that hurts is usually more important than I thought it was until it began to hurt. You get, for instance, your thumb cut or hurt or mashed, and boy, you really begin to realize how important your thumb is when you can't use it. The same thing's true with various other parts of your body. Now, the body of Christ is made up, and the Lord uses the allegory of the body to talk about the body of Christ, and every person in that body of Christ has a gift. a responsibility in that body. And we are to use that. He says, every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. There's some way that we can minister to another, something that we can do. I find a lot of Christians today who decide for themselves what they're supposed to do, and whenever they fail at that, then they just quit doing anything. Now, you see, the point is here that God's given you something to do, and he says, minister that gift, the same one to another, as good stewards in the manifold grace of God. So everything we do in the grace of God. We are not to select our own gifts. We are not to call ourselves to preach. We are not to call ourselves to be a Sunday school teacher. We are not to call ourselves to be a women's leader in the church. We are simply to do the gift that God has given us, use it for His glory, and we'll be happy. God will be happy. God will bless our work, and everything will run smoothly. But if we find somebody trying to do a gift that is not theirs, do something that they are not qualified to do. You see, God qualifies us for various deeds that we are to do in the work of the Lord. God qualifies us for that. He does not call us to do something without giving us the ability to do it. And so consequently, let's get where God wants us. Many Christians are unhappy in the church, and they make other people unhappy. I've known Sunday school teachers that absolutely, and you'll excuse my theological language, just can't teach a lick. I mean, absolutely just can't teach. They have not the ability. They do not have the talent. They do not have the understanding to teach a Sunday school class, and yet they are determined to do so, and they make themselves miserable and everybody else miserable. Why don't you just sit down sometime and say to yourself before God as you pray, Lord, what is my gift? What is it that you want me to do? Help me to find that, to get in it, whether it's noticed or not by others. Help me to find it. Help me to get in it. Help me to do it. Help me to do it for the glory of God. And then I'll be a happy Christian as the grace of God flows through me to other Christians. That's good admonition. I hope you'll take it to your heart today.